It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Let's go. Got hour two underway. 888-702-5494 if you do want to check in. I was just thinking, did I throw this out weeks and weeks ago? I don't think I did. Back to Justin Fields at Ohio State. And if you want to still argue about how he got cleared, that's fine too. But that's not where I was planning on going here in the moment. Is he, the Buckeye fans, the biggest, highest-rated quarterback since Art Schleister? Some of you can go back to Art Schleister. Some of you can't. Is he the biggest name? He's a bigger name coming in than Dwayne Haskins was. And Dwayne Haskins was a big name. Fields was a dominant five-star name. Was Haskins a five-star or a four-star? Somebody bean count me on that. Yeah, who currently is sitting with the quarterback on their roster as the highest rated that they've ever had? I would say Clemson, even though Deshaun Watson was a huge name too. So Trevor Lawrence rated higher. Both are five-stars. But rated higher than Deshaun Watson? Peter in St. Louis, big Syracuse fan, says, Bill, we know that Jeff struggles to make the show on time, don't we? He says, not sure he could then fill in for Seth Davis. Yeah, Jeff got into the show. Jeff was here for commitments. Now, he and the boys went out and hit it pretty hard that night before. So there's a reason for this. Jeff got there, about 7:30 Central Time? I'm thinking. And he already had a Bloody Mary going. Jeff's strong, man. Jeff did not whimper. Karen, as in KKL, as in the Aggies are my new team. She even moved to Texas. Says, Bill, Michael's in Chicago. We were talking about places to eat. Of course, there's, what, a trillion of those there? Says, a few decades ago, I don't even know if it's still there, I went to Michael's, which is owned by Michael Jordan. He came in the night I was there. He was wearing a full-length fur coat, went from table to table speaking to everybody. When he got to our table, I was frozen. Yeah, is that place still there? I've never been there, but is that place still there? Jeff or Noel Kev or anybody else listening in Chicago, is that place still a thing up there? Soul Street Coffee checking in says nothing like Monday morning listening to Bill on Nash Sports Radio. Appreciate that, my friend. Oh, Jeff brings up something good. It's Matt Smith says, Bill, what about Terrell Pryor? Good point. Yeah. Terrell Pryor was ranked like Vince Young. He was considered the next Vince Young. Exact same game. And physically very similar. Both 6'5", could run like crazy. Very unorthodox, limited throwing. Particularly on the next level. College, it was certainly good enough. Pro, not good enough. Both kind of knuckleheads. Very similar. Yeah, good point. I'd skipped over TP there. Yep, TP coming out of, what, Gannett, Pennsylvania. Remember, he did not sign on signing day. Matter of fact, I think Terrell Pryor waited until like April. He said he did not feel, his dad said he did not feel comfortable with him going to Penn State, culturally, something like that. And was a good player for the most part at Ohio State. He wasn't as good as Vince. Probably could have been, but he was good. Think about Terrell Pryor. He was so tall that when he would run, it didn't look like he was moving fast, but then he would pull away from people. TP. Didn't he lose the Penn State game? Was that his freshman year when he fumbled? It was late in the game. Jeff Chu says, Bill Haskins was a four-star. That's what I thought. Vince says, Bill Haskins was a four-star. Yeah, I think Fields, I'll say this, and we'd have to ask the guys that are the ranking guys, you know, the ones that allowed a fake 6'6", 315-pound player to affect the rankings, those guys. We'd have to ask them who was higher ranked mathematically, Fields or Pryor. I would think Fields. If you think about it now, Fields is a much better prospect as a dual threat than TP. TP's throw, you ever watch TP throw? Looks like he's shot putting something. Atrocious, absolutely atrocious throwing motion. Justin Fields is immeasurably more natural thrower than TP could be in his greatest fantasy. You know what the best footage of TP is? I don't know how many people remember this. We used to go back. I used to post it on Twitter. It's been years. It's a high school game because TP was a hell of a basketball player. And I think he steals the ball, but he's going in for a dunk. And when he flushes it, okay, there's a guy sitting there waiting like an idiot to take a charge. And Terrell Pryor, what's the best way? This is a family show. But the best way I can describe what happens is TP, while dunking, teabags this guy. Is that okay to say on the show? If some are offended, sue me. Have you seen that footage? Just Google it. It's on YouTube. It should still be there. Literally, this idiot setting up for a charge, standing there, so when Terrell Pryor elevates to dunk, and TP's about, what, 6'6", 6'5", this guy gets teabagged. Best way to describe it. Not metaphorically, but literally. I'll tell you what, somebody remind me. I'll pull it up during the break. Speaking of Terrell Pryor, Vince says, hey, Bill, Charles Arbuckle's team came back and won on the road. Also, Trent Richardson is looking good so far in the AAF. Trent Richardson is a guy, came out of Emmett's same high school, Pensacola Escambia, and was really good at Alabama. Remember, had a long touchdown run in the Texas game his freshman year out there in the Rose Bowl, 09. And I would have, if I wagered, I would have bet you he'd be a really good pro. I'm shocked that Trent Richardson was such a bust. I need to ask Kevin Hagan about that. Are you Bama aficionados, what was the reason Trent Richardson was such a bust in the NFL? He had everything. What, he played at about 230? I mean, he was a big guy. Could run. I mean, he had not good speed. He had football-wise, big-time speed. Big time. I remember, I'll give you a good point. Jim McElwain. It's California, couple days before the game. And we stay in Newport Beach. That's where they put the media. And it's Alabama's media day. That's a day you actually do get to talk to the assistants. Saban has it to where you can't talk to the assistants. There's one voice. That's the Belichick system. And a lot of schools do that. I mean, that's not just Saban, but it's strictly enforced. At this event, you do have access to the assistants. So I'm talking to McElwain. Yeah, Coach Mack, the guy that now gets made fun of a lot. Back then, he was just a good assistant coach. And we're talking about players. And I asked him about Trent Richardson. Now, Mark Ingram won the Heisman that year. He was the running back. But Trent, the thinking was Trent was the better player. And I remember sitting there talking to him, and he said, you know, Richardson's going to get to the end zone faster than Mark Ingram does. And he's bigger, too. And remember, that was a 50-something yard run, if I recall, against Texas. I mean, it was like, that's a big-time back right there. I remember having that specific conversation. I also remember hearing, and DJ Fluker wasn't playing at the time, but DJ Fluker, remember talking to him about how big he was. He was like 6'7", 340, had a size 200 shoe. I remember McElwain telling me, he says, if I ever get fired, I can go live in DJ Fluker's shoe. You folks remember that? Did I play that audio or not? I don't know. Yeah, the guy that all of you make fun of because of an incident with a shark that wasn't him. That's right. That guy, Coach Mack, Jim McElwain. Nice guy, man. Really was. The whole Florida thing, how quickly that eroded. He couldn't ever get the offense clicking. He couldn't get the quarterback play to bust a grape. Made up a lie, apparently, about a death threat. The whole thing just totally. How does something spiral, and then you have the picture that's not even him, that every, it just went totally viral on Twitter. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Southeastern Termite and Pest. That's right, 615-293-0722. Call that number. I'm telling you, call that number. One of our technicians was at Gator Mike's on, was that Friday or Thursday? One of those. I think it was Friday. I think it was. Yeah, getting him done. Quarterly spray. 615-293-0722. They get over to Jeff Two's house all the time as well. Coach Marshall's. Many people in this area. Gator Brandon did some spider work over at his house. Brown Recluse. That was a couple of months back. But over there in Lebanon. It's actually pronounced Lebanon, Tennessee. Not Lebanon. Lebanon. Anyways, any of your pest control needs, if you want happy pricing, meaning making you happy, and customer relations, that is where you need to go. 615-293-0722. Call that number anytime. We'll take care of you. Okay, let's get the break. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Still clearing a crash in Woodbine on 24 at Briley. The westbound right lane is blocked and every lane packed in both directions. 24 starts slowing around Antioch Park. I-40 East recovering from a disabled vehicle being towed away from Charlotte Pike. On I-65 South, a single car wrecked near Trinity. The U.S. Air Force has more than 200 career options. Log on to airforce.com. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
When was the last time you did something fun with family and friends, even coworkers? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers entertainment for all ages? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment with 5 centers in Middle Tennessee is just the place. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of group activities and reunions. Visit them online at strikeandsparebowling.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter, or see them in Hendersonville, Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. There's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, one of the most romantic restaurants in Music City, and awarded the 2016 Wine Spectator Award of Excellence. For reservations, simply call 615-761-3707 or go to OpenTable.com.
Most companies ask for applicants with experience. But where do you get that unless someone hires you in the first place? Let the U.S. Air Force help. We offer comprehensive job training in over 140 specialties and will help with education costs to finish your degree. Gain unmatched experience for your untapped potential with the U.S. Air Force. Call Master Sergeant Justin Nixon at 615-500-4868. This message brought to you by the U.S. Air Force and Nashville Sports Radio. Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with at Bill is King on Twitter or 888-702-5494.
Omni Nashville Hotel, 888-702-5494, as you just heard. Jeff, 2 points out this reader here, TP signed in March, says, Pryor originally intended to announce his decision Feb 6 on signing day, but later changed his mind, stating that he had not decided among Michigan, Ohio State, Oregon, and Penn State. Following the Jeanette basketball team state championship victory March 15th, Pryor stated that he would make his college decision within 1 week. On the 19th of March, 08, Pryor announced at a press conference he would attend the Ohio State University. He also claimed at that point, watch what I do. I'm going to get the sweater vest fired. No, I did. I just made that part up. Now, he ended up doing that, yeah. But I made that part up that he predicted it. Like he called his shot. In advance. Gator Dave says, Bill, did you see this? And it's the audio clip. I actually retweeted it yesterday. I sent it to Charlie. When Charlie gets it, Charlie, when you get it, let me know. We'll play it. It's Spurrier again trolling Rocky Top. After all these years, he trolls Rocky Top again. He just can't help himself. Shane says, Bill, did you watch Kentucky and the Vols? What are your thoughts? Well, it was a butt kicking. It was, and I'll give you this as well. Brad was with us on Friday. He had that as a Bob's Steakhouse W for the Cats. He just thought it all laid out well. Losing back-to-back is not something that happens to Cal. And they had just lost in a controversial way to LSU. Now, Tennessee fans are mad because of the officiating. Here's the thing that Vol fans need to remember. That game didn't mean all that much. I mean, bigger picture, did that cost you an NCAA bid? How did that hurt you? It taught you a lesson. You better be ready. Because, again, this is a very physical Tennessee team. They got out-physicaled in that game. Vince says, Bill, the media raving over Trent Richardson after the Birmingham Irons win. Yeah, I didn't even know he was, well, maybe I did, but maybe I didn't, that he's playing for the Birmingham Iron. That part of the osmosis has not kicked in yet with me. And here's a little bit of the reader. I believe this is Bama Online. Says, two games into his new career in the Alliance of American Football, former Bama standout Trent Richardson is becoming a fan favorite for the Birmingham Iron. Richardson led his team in rushing and receiving with 91 total yards, scored the go-ahead touchdown in Saturday's 12-9 win over Salt Lake. So there you go. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I was a big fan of his. I really thought, and I think a lot of people did too, when he got there, and Mark Ingram was the veteran, and Mark won the 09 Heisman, I voted for him. When I wasn't going to vote for him, I was voting for Colt McCoy. And Colt had the Nebraska game. Trent had the Florida game. I switched it. I switched several times late that season, but it ended up going to Mark Ingram. Soul Street Coffee said, Bill, Trent's issues back to the NFL were work ethic and also some personal issues. I thought he would be a big-time NFL running back. Karen says, hey, Bill, that was Mac on the Shark. Poor Mac. I actually had a really good conversation with him. Long conversation. Probably 15 minutes. Vince says, Bill, surprised by how Kentucky pushed around Tennessee? Says Tennessee looks soft. Well, yeah, I didn't think that would be necessarily the flavor of the game or the style of the game. That Tennessee would get punked like that. Because Tennessee is a very tough veteran physical team. I think one thing that it would make you question is Tennessee really hadn't played anybody for a while until they got to Kentucky. Who have they played? And they're punking everybody they play. I mean, I've seen them play Georgia. I've seen them play Florida. Now, I'm not talking about going back to the Gonzaga game or the Kansas game. Those are good-looking games. But since then, they really hadn't played anybody. Who have they played that's any good? They haven't played LSU yet, have they? Who else? I mean, who else would fall into that category? I'm talking about, like, I don't mean a team that's got a winning record that gets to the tournament. I mean a really good team. really hadn't played anybody since those non-conference games. That's one angle that would make you maybe question a little bit the Vols. No Kev says, funny you say that about Richardson's speed, because Rod Woodson or Terrell Davis just said Richardson is a 2 to 4 yard grinder, doesn't have breakaway speed. I thought he did back then. Coach Marshall says, Bill, Vol fans upset over Kentucky officiating the other night. Need to only remember the Vandy game here in Nashville, where Grant Williams flopped all over the place. Now, he had 43, so I'm not – Grant Williams is a hell of a player. He hit, what was the stat, 23 of 23 free throws in that ball game. That's when Vanderbilt actually looked like they may be decent. Marshall, Coach Marshall's got another update. Says Vandy baseball team, that's right now 2-1, season just started, has won as many games as the Vanderbilt men's and women's basketball teams together in 19. Now he's talking about in the league, right? Yeah. Two. Has there ever been a worse time, literally, in Vanderbilt basketball history with the men and the women combined? Literally in the tank. Vince has another stat. Michigan gets its fifth win against a top 25 team, at least on the Ken Pomeroy list. Number one, Tennessee has two such wins. I hear you. Jeff 2 says, Bill, next time Buck's on the show, ask him what percentage of players in the AAF could make an NFL roster, either roster or practice squad. I'm not sure he'll want to answer that because he's coaching up there. He says, my guess is about 10 to 15%. You know, I haven't watched, well, it's only 2 weeks old game-wise, but I haven't seen it enough to even, I couldn't tell you. I'll ask him. We'll see where we get with that one. Tell you what, I'm glad college baseball is back, though. I got to see that Vandy game went long Friday night. So I got home from our high school game at about 8:30, 8:45, and the Vandy game on the MLB network was still on. So I got to watch the tail end of that one, but I didn't get to watch any of the others. I don't like, heading into the spring, I don't like the programming because all the other sports get precedent over college baseball. So it takes a while to get college baseball on TV. SEC Network is booked up with college basketball, and don't we have gymnastics going on right now? Lots of other sports. And it's hard to find programming windows for baseball right now because of the overlap. Once we get on in past March, there's plenty of time for it. But I would love watching it now. Matter of fact, I would watch that now more than most random basketball games. Just a random, boring SEC basketball game? Hell no. Hell no. All right, bottom of the hour break here. Hour number two, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Keeping an eye on the slowdowns on I-24 around Antioch and Woodbine, thanks to a crash near Briley Parkway still being cleared. Also clearing a fallen traffic light on Gallatin South at Emmett and Madison. ICU Security specializes in surveillance camera installation and service. Check them out at icusecurityinc.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7171. Avant.com, code 7171.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyCan forecast for this morning calls for partly sunny skies and a high near 45 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low to 31. And for Tuesday, we'll put an 80% chance of showers in the forecast with a high in the mid-40s. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Kenny Snibley.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If it's the P5, the G5, or a neutral site game in Council Bluffs, the Bill King Show has it covered.
Omni Nashville Hotel. Crazy Charlie, did you get that audio clip from the ball coach? Let me know when you get it. It's Spurrier. Pop it off. Taking a shot at Rocky Top.
It was very loud at times. How did you combat the noise?
I think it was just as loud as Rocky Top, to tell you the truth. And I know the swamp is maybe a little bit louder than here.
Oh, he just can't help himself. Noel Kev up in Chicago says, Bill, speaking of college baseball, Coach Martin's 41st and final season started off with a no-hitter, Florida State. Yeah, Coach Martin, his last year, announced his retirement. Jim in West Palm says, Bill, you know I hate ESPC, but the Watch ESPN app has a ton of college baseball. I watch most of my Noles like this during baseball. You know, I probably should have thought of that. I don't know if was Vandy on the app this week? I don't know. I know that ABC is the same as ESPN, meaning Disney-owned. And I saw where ABC had a feed, and I clicked on it, and it wanted me to fill out a bunch of stuff. And I didn't feel like getting another username and password that I would remember. I'm really bad at that. How many of you have taken or actually have consolidated or have a listing somewhere of your username and passwords for all your stuff, whether it's bank accounts, whether it's things you subscribe to, whether it's your email, whatever? I am very disorganized there. Almost, maybe not every day, but it feels like every day I'll try and go somewhere, you know, log on to something, and I won't know where I put the username and password. I have never organized that. A bad look for me there, man. So anytime I find something new and I click on it and it seems interesting, if it asks me, this is free, but you got to set up an account. I won't do it even though I really want to go in there and look, just because I don't want to screw with it, and then I know that I'm disorganized to the point where I'm not even going to remember the username and password. So I, desperate to watch some college baseball Saturday, I didn't do it because I didn't want to fill out the stuff. Vince says, Bill, former Vanderbilt assistant coach Eric, is it Bakich, has Michigan 3-0 and ranked number 17. Michigan has been historically a good baseball program. Now, the best program in the Big Ten has been Indiana for a while, correct? IU baseball is damn good. Tell you what, back when I had my older boys in travel baseball, and we'd run into Indiana teams, they'd come down here a lot for games. They were always good, the travel team. And they would always, like, you know how when you have your kids in sports and you hit that, I'm talking about for boys now, you hit that 12, 13, 14 age, and you'll have a bunch of guys in there that look really, really young, like they look like they're 10, but they're 12 and 13. Then you'll have that one guy that looks 25. He's 6'1", 200, and he's got a beard. The freaks start coming out at about 13, 14. And you'll have the guys that still look like children, and then you'll have the dude that you swear probably has five kids, and he's 14. Indiana had a pitcher like that. He was about 6'2", 215, and he had a mustache in 14 U-ball. And he threw high 80s, which at 14 scares you to death. When you're that age and there's some freak out there throwing mid to high 80s, it feels like he's throwing 120. It's not put in bigger perspective. It feels like the guy is the hardest thrower in the history of the planet Earth. Yeah, Indiana had a guy just like that. And he pitched against us. Yeah, isn't that the best? I thought that was the best, generally speaking. Now, what's interesting is Michigan is the one that came down here and put Vandy out of the tournament. David Price got sent yard on that guy who... Who was that guy? The guy at Michigan, what was the story on him that hit the home run? He'd been at Vandy's camp, but Vanderbilt didn't offer him or something. I don't remember. He wasn't even a significant Michigan player, I don't think. But he hit it out on David Price and ended Vandy's season. KKL says, Bill, if you had Xfinity, you could get everything on SEC Network or ESPN, etc. You know what? Now, I do have the – let me look here because I've got my phone right here. I have Watch ESPN. So I can get into that. I probably should have tried that this weekend. I'll have to ask somebody. Now, luckily, that one has a username and password that I did not set up. I think Mama did, so – all I got to do is ask her. She will be organized and have it. She'll know. If it asks me to, tell you what. Let me do this. This is radio. We can do whatever we want to do. Where is the? Oh, there it is. Let me click on it and see what happens. Yeah, the Watch ESPN app, Xfinity. Yeah, I've got that. And let me see. Where we're going here. Channel. Now let me try sport. Let me go sport. Let me go. Now here is the list for today. you can watch Jackson State and Alabama at 4, Charlotte and Clemson at 3. Tomorrow, you can watch Northern Kentucky and Tennessee. East Tennessee State against Virginia Tech. Not bad. Let me see what else we've got here. It's a long list. Okay. All right. Yeah, I've got that because I will use that when it's college football. I will have 4 TVs going, usually. Then I'll have a laptop and then the phone. And what I'll do is I'll pull up on the laptop, maybe a game, and sometimes on a phone. Now, getting past 4 or 5, I become disrupted. So I don't want any more devices or TVs going than that because they all start canceling each other out. It becomes too busy for me. But, yeah, I'll use Xfinity all the time. Well, only during football. I never do that in basketball. Basketball does not get the respect from me. I'll never have multiple devices going for basketball. Is that even a thing? Is there anybody out there in this audience that on a college basketball Saturday has a bunch of TVs going with all the games and you're affixed to it? Other than Jeff in Chicago. He probably is. I won't even give basketball, college basketball, the respect to do that. No way am I doing that. Noel Kev says, Bill, I'm resetting my passwords constantly because I can't remember them. Yeah, now here's the other thing about that. I don't even go back to reset them. I just give up. I won't even fight the battle. Let me tell you about tickets. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. You need tickets, PrimoSeats.com. That's P as in Paul, R as in Rick, I, M as in Mary, O, Seats.com. PrimoSeats.com. Any sporting event and concerts. That's right. Or anything else you can think of. And here's the deal. You're going to get a good price to begin with, but you want to get that even better. You want to better that already good price is the question. And I assume you do. Take the name Bill is King and put that name in the promo code box. That'll get you 5% off. So do that. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. Use Bill is King and get a better price. Let's get the break here. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Keeping an eye on the slowdowns on I-24 around Antioch and Woodbine thanks to a crash near Briley Parkway still being cleared. Also clearing a fallen traffic light on Gallatin South at Emmett and Madison. ICU Security specializes in surveillance camera installation and service. Check them out at icusecurityinc.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Looking for gifts you'll appreciate and love for an anniversary, birthday, or just because? Want to save 10% off? How about a gift card from America's favorite day spa, the Woodhouse Day Spa? The Woodhouse Day Spa Midtown, conveniently located by Vanderbilt University and Music Row, is your destination to relax and unwind. Give the gift of relaxation, stress reliever, and pure indulgence at the Woodhouse Day Spa, located at 2001 Division Street in Nashville. Offering complimentary valet parking, champagne, mimosas, and chocolate, along with over 70 luxury spa services 7 days a week. Couples and therapeutic massage, skin care and body treatment, manicures and pedicures. Plus, don't forget several spa packages to choose from, including packages for couples like the Woodhouse Private Couples Retreat. They will help you and assist you with all of your gift-giving needs and use the special code BALLPARK10. That's BALLPARK10 to save 10% off at the Woodhouse Day Spa Midtown Nashville location only. Call 615-717-7511 or go online to nashville.woodhousespas.com and use the code BALLPARK10.
I'm Dan Piotrowski, General Manager of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlets to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the Biscuit Bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant, or our upscale Honky Tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner with that someone special, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 5th Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty.
you want Penn Station East Coast subs. Grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh-cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station. Hot, meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For February, try the Philly Cheesesteak Sub with amazing fresh-cut fries and drink at a special price. Penn Station. At meaty goodness.
Middle Tennessee. You won't want to miss the Grizzlies as they face Doc Rivers and the Clippers Friday the 22nd at 7 p.m. The first 5,000 fans will receive a Jaren Jackson Jr. shoot dance figure. Grab tickets today by calling 901-888-HOOP. Then, it's Health Night at FedEx Forum presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. And you won't want to miss the Grizzlies as they take on one of the greatest players of our generation, LeBron James, and the Lakers Monday the 25th at 7 p.m. Grab your tickets by calling 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com. Today. Hashtag fat side up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Nashville Hotel. Hope you had a good weekend. It was so dreary and rainy here. I didn't even cook out. Can you believe that? Actually, we did. No, let me walk that back a second. Usually, Sunday's the big day to cook out. I love that. I love it on Sunday afternoon, but it was just, it was cold. It was either misting or raining the whole time. We actually cooked out Sunday. Drumsticks. Wasn't real sexy. Just drumsticks. And frankly, we got a little too happy with the seasoning. Now, we're eating them all, but they are on little bit too much on fire. We went over the top a little bit. All that new Rec-Tec seasoning we got. Because I got a new batch in because we'd run out of the original batch of all those different seasonings. And we got a little bit too happy. I went back on Sunday because there were about 8 drumsticks left, and I grabbed one out of the fridge. I was just going to sit there and eat it cold. Not even going to heat it up. And my mouth got lit up because of the seasoning. I still ate it down. No. I finished it off, but I realized the next day that we got a little bit too happy there. Typically, we under-season. Like, if there's, we pull something off the grill, whatever it might be, and it's not seasoned enough. That's the way we air typically. I'd rather air that way anyways, because you can always add. But not this time, man. It was off the top and out the other side. So, yeah, watched some hoop this weekend. Had the Daytona 500 on. I don't remember the last time I watched a NASCAR race and had it on the whole time. Yesterday, I had it on the whole time. I didn't get to watch it all, but I got to watch, probably half of it. Got to watch the finish. Got to watch all those wrecks. DW, I told you this. He's a Franklin guy. He lives in Franklin. Matter of fact, his dealership is right there on, if you're ever going I-65, you go right past it because it's basically on the interstate. It's on Highway 96 and I-65. Darrell Waltrip Honda. Come see ODW. But I enjoy him. He's always been a good personality. When he was a driver, he was a big personality. Jeff Gordon up there with him. Wonder Boy was up there with him. In case any of you got to watch that. But I spent a little bit of time on that. College basketball over the weekend. AAF. I didn't really get to watch any of that. Matter of fact, I kind of forgot it was on this weekend. So see, I'm trying, but it has not entered my pores yet through osmosis. I tweeted this from the weekend. I'm sitting there at the junior high. I'm the ticket guy. And I've done so many of those through the years. I think that I ought to be exempt forever, but they don't see it that way. And I hadn't been signing up, hadn't been volunteering. So I get a text Friday from Mama that says, the coach asked your son, when are you going to sign up? Because the season's, we're to the postseason tournament, the local district tournament for the junior high. So that's it. Play the tournament, it's over. And I still hadn't volunteered to do concession stand or tickets or anything. So I got busted, basically. I got caught. And so I knew that I couldn't weasel out of it. I thought of like 50 lies. And mentally, I shot them all down. They just didn't. They didn't seem like they would work. I thought of everything, every silly lie I could come up with. So then I just decided to give in and do it. So I volunteered for yesterday, which there really weren't many days left. And so I'm sitting there. I volunteered to be the ticket guy. So I'm sitting up front when you come in the doors. And guy comes up to me and he says, hey, I just want to let you know that I was pulling for Clemson. Oh, and this guy's wearing an Auburn cap. I left out that detail. Yeah, he's got an Auburn cap on. And he comes up and he says, hey, I want you to know that I was pulling for Clemson. I don't play that let's pull for the conference crap. I don't play that crap. And he just kind of grins at me and walks off. I have no idea who the guy was. He just kind of giggled and walked off. Big War Damn Eagle guy. Says, Bill, I don't pull for the league for the goodness or for the sanctitude or for the happiness of the league. I don't play that crap. I was pulling for Clemson, Bill. This guy was like proud of it too. Why did he think he needed to come tell that to me? I'm just the ticket taker. What difference does it make what I think about it? Yeah, it was like really important to this guy to let me know that. I was saying this earlier, though. If you ever come into a gym and I'm the ticket taker, there's a good chance you get in free. I like to buck the system. If you're going to force me to do this, then I'm gonna be the rule maker. See, at the desk where I was, there were all these signs. We do not accept this pass. That's only regular season. This other kind of pass, TSSAA, that won't get you in either. There are all these rules. I didn't even know what the rules were, but they were on these, you know, they were like hanging off sheets on the desk where I was, on the table where I was. All these various rules. We do not grant exceptions for this. We do not. This is a fully paid event. So I'm sitting there. People come in, and I just say, yeah, you're good. Oh, you're good too. Or, hey, we were here earlier. I had my ticket. I can't find it. Don't worry about it. So I think they probably, I know they didn't make any money with me sitting there. Eric up in Indiana says, Bill, those last 10 laps of Daytona sure were exciting. Those wrecks were unreal. Yeah, I was watching during that. I was watching. Eric says, Bill, as a Bulldog fan, I hated Spurrier when we played. Oh, when he played for Florida. Says, anyone who hates him for pursuing his dreams or his message. Oh, no. He's talking about Tebow. Whoa. He's talking about Tebow. Sorry about that. He says, as a Bulldog, I hated him, Tebow, when he played for Florida. Anybody who hates on him for pursuing his dreams or his message needs to take a closer look at himself. Yeah, it was Tebow talking, and it was a press conference about people doubting him in baseball. And he basically said, you know, there's doubters everywhere. And you cannot let doubters affect your dream. You can't let that get to you. Because if you let that get to you, they're going to derail your dream. He was more eloquent than that, but that's basically what he said. He's right. I mean, if you think about Twitter now. Now, look, the Twitter for the show is awesome. I don't mean that part. But I mean people that are on Twitter just to blast whatever, whether it's social commentary, politics, whatever it might be. How many winners do you think are in that group? They're so miserable, they've now got a platform where they can blast away. Like, that's going to make them better off. That's basically what he was talking about, though. But it was very well put by a class act, Tebow. All right, hour 3 coming up. Omni.